Franco-Lebanese writer Amin Maalouf, a distinguished member of the French Academy since 2011, when he was appointed to the seat formerly held by Claude Lévi-Strauss, is touted to be the next perpetual secretary of this esteemed institution. This succession comes in the wake of the passing of Hélène Carrère-Diancos, a renowned historian and expert on Russian affairs, who left us on August 5 last year at the age of 94, vacating the position she served with distinction from 1999 until her death. Born in Beirut into a family of Melkite intellectuals, Amin Maalouf has crafted a remarkable career spanning several decades and disciplines. Before venturing into writing, he pursued studies in economics and sociology and then forged a path as a reporter, a role that facilitated his coverage of significant global events. Following the outbreak of the civil war in Lebanon in 1975, he sought refuge in France, where he resumed his journalistic endeavors, notably contributing significantly to the monthly Jeune Afrique. Amin Maalouf has also distinguished himself in the literary field. In 1993, his novel The Rock of Tainios earned him the prestigious Goncourt Prize. Furthermore, his profound essay titled Deadly Identities, published in 1998, garnered the European Essay Prize. This work illuminates his deep contemplation on multifaceted identity affiliations, a topic central to his philosophy and personal journey. In 2010, acknowledging the breadth and depth of his literary corpus, he was bestowed with the Prince of Asturias Award for Letters. The French Academy, an institution dedicated for nearly four centuries to the safeguarding and evolution of the French language, finds itself at a pivotal juncture in its history. According to recent leaks, although nothing is official yet, Maalouf's election is highly anticipated. His name is indeed whispered in informed circles. If predictions hold true, this selection would mark a historical milestone, establishing Maalouf as the first perpetual secretary of the French Academy of Lebanese origin and nationality. This appointment would adeptly reflect the rich and diverse affiliations that Maalouf has consistently championed, thereby forming a singular and enriched vision of identity. September 28 will signal the end of negotiations and the official announcement of the successor, a significant and anticipated event in the French cultural and academic landscape. Meanwhile, the literary world holds its breath, envisioning the prospect of Amin Maalouf assuming this prestigious role, a duty encompassing the representation of the Academy at official ceremonies, hence perpetuating the heritage and traditions of an institution comprising 40 members.